And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It will be a whopper of a Wednesday edition right here. Fancy Brain, lovely to see you again.
It feels lovely to be seen.
You know, the whole Whopper Wednesday, I take it literally. You know, I influence.
It's because you get a Whopper every... I was wondering...
I did actually get a Whopper on Wednesday.
Because I was sometimes like, you don't seem to save the big stories for Wednesday. I'm trying to figure out why the Whopper. Now I've made the connection.
Whopper right up the road, baby.
My namesake. The BK.
Right here. The BK, yeah. Well, fancy BK. If they only had the fancy BK broiler.
I was sent out when I was a manager of the high school football team for a lot of different reasons. I was sent out to always get a BK broiler.
Yeah, no kidding.
Pretty awesome.
That is awesome. Your namesake. We're going to have a whopper of a show, I hope. First and foremost, my Wisconsin State Senator announced today he's retiring. John Erpenbach, and he's a friend. I mean, I've known this guy since our daughter. I've known this guy for at least 13 years. Lived in Milton for some period of time. So in the 4 o'clock happier, let's call it the Wisconsin happy hour today, the retiring state senator, John Erpenbach, joins me, 4:05. So looking forward to that. Although it's a little sad, you know, a little bit sad. But moving on to bigger and better, I hope. John's a relatively newlywed. Maybe he's got, big plans, travel, something of the sort. You're looking at me like there's no punchline, just newlywed. But here's the first story that caught my attention today. And each day, I find myself in this constant battle. What is the lead? Well, here it is. I've got the lead. I got your lead, Wisconsin. I've got your lead, people all across the nation, the world. Let the war on Christmas begin.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
You know, there is a man in custody. Somebody has burnt down the Foxy Christmas tree. The Fox News Christmas tree. It is burned down. And apparently a man has been arrested. Arson, I think, the charge.
I would say.
You know, this is perhaps not as important as some of the headlines. You know, apparently we're perhaps teetering on the brink of a world war, but the war on Christmas tree, that will be the lead on Fox News tonight. I feel relatively confident, so why not here? So anyways, here's a little coverage from the Hill. Police in New York City arrested a suspect after the Christmas tree outside Fox News headquarters burned into fire Wednesday morning. Damn. The massive fire, as it's described here, captured in a number of photos and videos that quickly circulated online. That's called going viral, folks. Showed flames and smoke billowing through the tree, which is located in an outdoor plaza just steps outside the network's world headquarters in Midtown Manhattan.
Oh my God, we're burning alive!
Oh, it's some dynamic video out there. I think just for, the spirit of the season, you should all go look at the video. You'll find it. It's viral. Police told the New York Times overnight the fire started shortly after midnight and did not cause any injuries. Well, that's something to be thankful for. A 49-year-old man was in custody in connection with the fire, police said. But authorities did not identify him or give any details on the fire. It was not me. I'm 51, just for the record.
I don't think they would have let you out.
Oh, me? Oh, I would have talked my way out. Giving them the dimples. Oh, it was burning when I got here, officer.
I was blowing on it to put it out.
In a memo to staff on Wednesday morning, Fox News Media CEO Suzanne Scott called the incident malicious arson. We are very grateful to the Fire Department New York, which quickly mobilized to extinguish the fire, and the NYPD, which apprehended the criminal on site, who has since been charged with arson, among multiple other crimes. The 50-foot-tall All-American tree, not a Christmas tree, the All-American tree. They're even battling their own war on Christmas. Here's the saddest part. It had a reported 10,000 ornaments and 100,000 lights, and it was ceremonially lit on Sunday. Didn't last long. You know, I usually throw my tree out right after Christmas. Don't want a fire hazard in the house. That's why. That's why.
Yeah, they get a little dry.
Here's a little bit of sound from, well, at least a quote from Brian Kilmeade. You know that guy. He's the brunette, brain surgery, you know, surgeon type. Very smart guy.
Kilmeade. Yeah. Vacant stare, black lifeless eyes.
Here's what Brian Kilmeade said. You know, Brian, the traditional spelling, not the fancy kind. This is just beyond tragic and angers everybody. A little bit more here. Ultimately, it comes down to what kind of a person lights a Christmas tree on fire, asked co-host Steve Ducey, saying eyewitnesses saw a person climbing up the tree with newspapers before the blaze started. What do they call that? An accelerant? Ducey said it would be symbolic for Fox News to put up another tree. This is part of a bigger problem, Kilmeade said. It's the crime surge in this country. There is so much crime in places that were always safe, including 48th and 6th right here. This is emblematic of those cities out of control. A little bit more here. Defame and defund the police and this bail reform that these men and women, these assailants, these suspects out there, before they can even finish the paperwork. This is what you get when you have these left-wing DAs running these cities. You get chaos, according to the quote here at TheHill.com.
Or some guy just thought it'd be funny to light a tree on fire.
A very fired-up Steve Ducey, if you know what I'm saying. So I got to tell you, you know, nobody wants to see an arson fire. Certainly not your insurance company. But I can tell you, you know, if there's something to find gleeful about the holidays, it's the fact that the American tree down at the Foxy News has burnt down. And, you know, I find this ironic. On the very same day that Fox News gave me a call, it invited me back on.
That's
third time will be the charm.
Are they going to come on and are you going to talk specifically about your knowledge of trees because of your, you know, tree controversy?
Well,
history?
I do actually have a history, if you will, with trees. And here in the Wisconsin State Capitol, they didn't have a tree last year, the whole COVID pandemic. Normally, you know, and they get this enormous spruce or whatever, and they decorate it up with the homemade, the kids' ornaments and whatever. It's a beautiful thing, normally. But last year, you know, the pandemic killed the Christmas tree before the fires could. And in the state capitol, well, Republicans, they came up with their tree. And I think I've told the story. I decorated their tree, and then they stole my ornaments. So then, you know, they did like a second tree because the Department of Administration eventually took down their illegal, non-permitted Christmas tree, took their tree with my garland. They swiped the garland. Apparently they thought, you know, it made the tree look nicer. And it did. Truth be known, my garland enhanced their tree. But it was taken down by the DOA and apparently returned to the perpetrators of the crime. Couple of backbencher Republicans, guys like Shea Sortwell and Rantham, this guy who's, you know, now front and center on the whole let's overturn the outcome of the last election. You know, there seemingly is a Venn diagram and it kind of intersects at Christmas trees and COVID Christmas carols and the big lie.
They did not like my singing. I rewrote a lot
they
of stuff.
They didn't like my singing either.
I rewrote the lyrics to their songs and tried to expose them for not showing up the entire year of the pandemic.
Well, they had made the announcement. Even though the building was locked to the general public, they invited us to join them for Christmas caroling.
Door was open when I walked in.
Well, someone opened it for me, but, you know, we won't talk about that till I get to court. But I showed up with a devil tree, and we've talked about it, decorated with ornaments that were, like, glued on, you know, hardwired onto the false tree. I bought the tree.
A lot of effort. A lot of effort.
Oh, there was hours worth of effort, and I decorated the balls with the pictures, the Blue Book pictures of backbench Republicans from the great state of Wisconsin.
They were very interested in that.
And then I drew on their faces just a little facial hair like I have, sort of a devilish, you know, Fu Man, and some horns. The men, the women, they all got them. You know, I'm equal opportunity devilish.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, became a point of contention. Dueling trees and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think we replace the Foxy News tree with a gigantic devil tree.
I think it'd be great. And then you could have, because it'd be taller, you could actually add all of the members of Congress as well. You know, do it a nationwide devil tree.
Oh, ooh, I like the sounds
expand it. You may need to start now because, you know.
The devil on top of the tree last year, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin. At that time, he was, what, singularly blocking relief checks to the American people.
You know what? He earned that spot. He worked hard to earn that spot.
Oh, he had.
And he's continued to maintain it. Very good.
You know, he has a special spot in hell, Ron Johnson. You know, or on the devil tree, as the case may be. But Fox News, they invited me to come on the big program next weekend. Not this weekend. This weekend, I would have said no. Having our own little Christmas soiree this weekend. And next weekend, even worse, Fancy Brian, you know, I was sneaking off a little bit for the holidays, going away on a little Vegas vacation. But Fox News called and they said, hey, can you come on the big show? So I set a few parameters, and I'll share them with you, and we'll come back. We'll talk about it a little bit more. But the final answer, the moral of the story, Crudy's going on Fox News live from my Vegas vacation before the holidays. You can all watch. We'll promote it and all that kind of stuff. And you may ask, why does Crudy go on Fox News? Well, you know what they say, the criminal always returns to the scene of the crime. I did not burn down the Christmas tree. Probably. I promise. It probably wasn't me. Come back with us, Devil's Advocates. We're going to have a big show. 844-967-2789. You might even call it a whopper.
Fire, fury, and frankly, power.
The devil.
Tree by
fruit.
An experience like none other.
Flame, flames, flames. On the side of my face.
I think I did our country a great fire.
Dracarys.